Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Ah, the warm days of summer. Make sure to get tickets to spend them in the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. With the passing of the longest day of the year, which is also the first day of summer, we are officially into the summer season, and as you pass the entrance gates of the garden drive, you can see the effect of some wonderful sunny days on the lantana and cross vines at the entrance. The lantana is a colorful plant that will spread and bloom throughout the late spring and summer, attracting butterflies and hummingbirds to the flat flower heads. The lovely cross vines, or trumpet flowers, growing on the fence behind them with the striking scarlet trumpet-shaped flowers is a vine that's native to the southeastern part of the U.S., the roots and bark of which have been used by indigenous people of Florida and Louisiana as a natural remedy for hundreds of years. As you head into the garden, if you go past Palm Circle and walk down the promenade to Tram Road, then turn left toward the Mediterranean Garden, you can see the lemony yellow blooms of the Jerusalem sage and the golden orange colored blooms of the lion's tail plant. The Jerusalem sage is not a true sage, but is closer to the mint family. As a native from the area of Turkey to Syria, it is easily grown in an arid climate and poor soil conditions, which makes it a great choice for xeriscape gardens where the gray foliage and bright yellow flowers bring color and interest. If you deadhead the flowers, it can bloom twice in a season, but if you don't get to it, no worries. The seed heads are interesting just as they are. The lion's tail plant is a plant indigenous to Africa and is also a relative to mint. The beautiful bright orange flowers, which are full of nectar that the birds and butterflies love, can be collected and dried to be used for tea. If you stop for a moment to rest under the grape arbor here with the bear's breeches behind you, the lovely sweet scent in the air is the Spanish jasmine vine twining around the base of the arbor. The essence of jasmine has been used in perfumes and essential oils worldwide since the 16th century. Another plant used for essential oils and perfume, which is inspiring in the garden, is just across Tram Road. The lavender field, now smaller than it used to be due to the construction of the soon-to-come new children's garden, is in full bloom and is full of flying pollinators. Walking down the gravel walkway with the construction fence on your left will take you past the banyan trees onto the paths of the canyon wall. Here you find yucca plant at the corner of the steps is blooming, and the red fountain grass is filling the gentle downslope between walkways. The yucca flower is pollinated by a specific moth that also lays its egg in the flower when it's pollinating, and then the caterpillar will feed on the seeds that form from the pollination. But Mother Nature's a smart girl, and the caterpillar leaves enough seeds to propagate the species. Walking around Tram Road will eventually get you to the rare fruit orchard where there's a lovely kiwi vine with flowers galore. These vines take about 3 years to get comfy in their spot and then produce fruit. Also showing lots of fruit this year is the Chinese mulberry at the far end of the rare fruit orchard. This tree has been grown in China for hundreds of years, and the leaves can be grown as an alternative food source for silkworms. It's a bit different from the common mulberry growing around the north side of the dry lake bed that is already feeding the happy garden squirrels. If you head up Arizona Crossing and take Tram Road, on the right at Creek Lane, you can see the acacia tree, where the owlets were raised earlier in the season, is blooming, as is the huge tree fuchsia with the bloody red blooms high up in the tree. Then take a look at the purple jacaranda along the way towards the cactus collection. There are lots of jacaranda trees in the garden and even one in the parking lot that's blooming. If you're lucky, when you're approaching the cactus collection, you might catch a bloom on the Cardon Grande cactus from northern Argentina, a stunning white bloom that fades in just a day, but you will definitely be able to catch the small hot red-orange blooms on the much smaller Celestio cactus from Bolivia. Then there's the dramatic blooms of the false aloe, which is really in the agave family but varies from many other agaves in that it does not die after blooming. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.